Hello, I'm Lauren Hall, Senior Associate and Mediator in the Family Department at Russell Cook. And I'm talking to Louise Connolly today, who is also a Senior Solicitor and long-standing mediator. We thought it would be useful to talk about how people can best prepare for mediation. From my mediation training and practice, one of the things people seem to worry about is what actually happens when they arrive for their first mediation meeting. And I'm wondering how you deal with that.
Hi, Lauren. Generally, people arrive separately and I would collect them both from reception. I am very conscious that it may be an awkward moment for them and they may not have seen or spoken to each other for a long time. So I'm always sensitive to helping them both feel comfortable and I'm ready in the meeting room waiting for them to arrive so that there is no delay. In more difficult circumstances, I stagger arrival and departure times to ease the situation.
Okay, what happens if the meeting becomes emotional?
The purpose of mediation is to be future focused, which means that my role is not to dwell on the reasons for the breakdown of the relationship. I am, in a sense, asking people to perform a very tricky task in parking their emotional issues during the meetings. However, that can, of course, be almost impossible. My job is to manage the situation when this happens and help them to refocus on the present and future resolution of whatever issues are concerning them, be it children or finances.
When people are looking to talk about the finances, I have seen that there can sometimes be one person more familiar with money matters than the other. How do you deal with that?
This is a very common situation. It seems to be the case that within a relationship, one person's job tends to be dealing with the financial issues. My role is to work at the pace of the person who is less familiar with the finances so that they are fully on board with what is going on and able to make informed decisions about their future. And as you know, Lauren, when we are not working as mediators, our role as family solicitors is to deal with sometimes highly complex financial situations.
Absolutely. Thank you, Louise. That has been very helpful and hopefully will help people feel more prepared for their first mediation meeting.
Pleasure, Lauren.